Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, now back with us here to lead us on our journey through our five-star picks of the week is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Hey, Tony,
hi,
how
Tony.
Are you, my friend?
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
Oh, we're really good, you know. Tony. I tell you, Tony, I think you and I are doing a little bit better than Bob when we look back and see what our picks look like last week. You and I both went 4-1 last week. Bob, just a tick behind, went 3-2. And when you look at the games that we picked, we all were correct in picking the Cowboys, 49ers, and Patriots. Tony, you did the right thing this week. You did the wrong thing last week, or week before last, but you did the right thing last week by taking my Steelers to win the game. Bob went over to the dark side. He took the Ravens, and that's what cost him. That cost you. And then we all sort of lucked out with the Raiders and that game with the Chargers, so we all got that one right. So we were sweating it out all night, but that one came through. But anyway, updating our season standings. Now, Bob, you and I, we got to go to the whip, my friend, because Tony is now 24-16. You're 22-18, and I'm 21-19. So Tony's got a little daylight now. Between the two of you and even a little bit more between me or between he and I. So this is the week, Bob. It's got to be this week. We got six games in the wild card weekend. So it's either we're going to make up some ground or we might be watching Tony's taillights all the way to another title. So we got to get going here, Mike.
I'll take a tie this year, just like so many other teams this year. I'll go for a tie.
Good. Oh, my. All right, let's get on with it. We got six games, like I say. And the first one, the first Saturday game, we have the 10-7 Raiders at the 10-7 Bengals. Tony, the Bengals are a 5.5-point home favorite. You've been riding a lot with the Raiders this season. You sticking with them this week?
Man, you know what? This is a great game to watch. I think it's going to be a lot of points scored. I don't know what the weather's going to be like. I know it's going to be cold because it's going to be in Cincinnati. But if they got good enough weather where these quarterbacks can throw this ball, you're going to probably see a lot of points scored. But I got to go with Cincinnati. I just think they're the better team right now. But a lot of points. I'm talking 38-34. Cincinnati
wins. Wow, yeah, a lot of points. Bob, what do you think?
I can't go against Tony in this game. You know, a team like Cincinnati that can score like they can at home. You know, I like Versace and what he's done, and we've talked about Oakland, Las Vegas, and how they've gotten this far and everything. But, yeah, that offense is just too powerful, Chris. I think they get it together, and I think the score is just about where Tony at. I'm going to say something like 35-28, Cincy.
And, guys, I obviously owe the Raiders a lot for not taking a knee at the end of overtime last Sunday like you and I were talking, Bob, and going ahead and kicking that field goal. I also like what I'm seeing from Josh Jacobs. I mean, the guy rushed for 132 yards and a touchdown against the Chargers, and over his last three games, he's rushed for 324 yards. Now, the Bengals defense fits against the run, so rushing is going to come, you know, running for any yardage is going to come, you know, pretty hard in that game. But the Bengals defense, 26 against the pass. Derek Carr, very quietly, fellas, fifth in passing yards this season. So he's had a really good year. Where the Raiders get hurt is turning the ball over. I mean, they're a -9 in the giveaway takeaway ratio on this season. So they're going to have to hold on to the ball. And on the opposite side, Joe Burrow hasn't thrown a pick in his last four games. How he's going to react in the playoffs for the first time, I think, is a big key. But I think the Bengals are going to stuff the run, and they're going to force Derek Carr to beat him. And since Carr is turnover prone, I think he's going to give the Bengals some short fields, and that's going to be the difference. I'm with you. I don't have it quite as high, but I'm taking Cincy as well, 27-20. Second game, Tony, is your Patriots at the 11-6 AFC East Division champion Buffalo Bills. Had to throw that in there for you. The Bills are a 4-point home favorite. So, Tony, your boys got blown out by the Bills back in Week 16. Can they win the rubber match on Saturday night?
Listen, I hear the weather's going to be bad again.
Yes,
but You know what? Buffalo has a better quarterback. They have a better all-around defense, I think, better than New England. The only thing New England has on Buffalo, maybe that we have two good running backs in our backfield, but overall, Buffalo has a better football team than the Patriots do right now. The only way the Patriots can win this game is they out-coach Buffalo. And we have the coach that can do that. So you know what I'm going to say, that we're going to out-coach him. So we're going to say 24-20, New England.
Uh-huh.
They get out-coached.
And this is a tough one. You know, you look at their points scored, point against, it's almost identical. Major rivals, bad weather, Buffalo. How this is a night game, I have no idea why the schedule makers did that. But, you know, Tony, this is the only way I'm going to probably either catch him or lose Tony. So I got to go against him. I got to pick Buffalo at home, thinking somehow, you know, the quarterback just gets it done and they get that kind of monkey off their back. You know, as Tony said, they're probably a better football team. I know who's got the better coach, but somehow Josh Allen performs some magic at the end. I think it'll be a close game. How about bad conditions? I'm going to say Buffalo 27-24.
And guys, to Tony's point, I mean, it's tough to bet against Bill Belichick, especially in the postseason, but these aren't Tom Brady's Patriots anymore. This is a very conservative offense trying not to put too much on Mac Jones. They want to, you know, want to let the running game and the defense go out there and win it for him, but last time they let the Bills get out to a double-digit lead by halftime, and this Patriots offense just isn't going to run anyone down from behind. They don't have the skill players to do it. They don't have a 1,000-yard rusher. They don't have a 1,000-yard receiver. Over on defense, Matthew Judon leads them with 12.5 sacks, but no one else on the team has more than 5. You got to get after Josh Allen and force him into making bad decisions, which he will do. I'll give the Patriots that. They get a lot of pressure on Allen. He's going to make some bad throws. But he's also, you know, going to find a way to get out from behind out of the pocket behind the line of scrimmage and run for a lot of first downs as well. So, and Tony, as you mentioned, the forecast in Buffalo for Saturday night for the day, the high is 11 degrees, the low is 5, and they're expecting winds around 12 miles per hour, which is going to get those wind chills, Bob, what, low zero you get into the end of the second half? So, you know, Mac Jones is going to be saying it was never like this in Alabama. So I got to believe that that's going to give the Bills the upper hand. I think it's going to be a low scoring game. I'm going Buffalo as well, Bob. I like them 20-10. Our third game is the early Sunday matchup between the 9-8 Eagles going to the 13-4 Bucks. The Bucks are an 8.5-point home favorite, Tony. Tom Brady on the path to another championship. Does he get it done against the Eagles on Sunday?
I don't see why he's not going to be able do that. You know, Philly, they've been an up and down team all year. You never know what you're going to get with them. You really kind of know what you're going to get with Tampa Bay. You're going to get a good defense. You're going to get a lot of Tom Brady. They have a good rushing attack. I just can't see Philly hanging with Tom Brady and the Bucs on Sunday. So it's not gonna be pretty. We're gonna say 35-10, Tampa Bay.
Ooh, there's your Tony Collins blowout special. Bob, what do you think?
I think Tony's onto something. You know, Philly, they have scored a lot of points this year, guys, and you know, you gotta give them credit. I mean, just getting in the playoffs like they did. The only thing they have going for them here is they're a good road team. The problem is Tampa Bay and Green Bay are the best home teams in football, so. Yeah, I think the magic ends here. Brady just does what he does in January. And, you know, Tampa Bay, I think they cruise to this. How about 30-17?
30-17, okay. And I'm with you guys. I don't see a way the Eagles win this game. I like what they're doing. They led the league in rushing this season, but they're 25th in passing offense. The Bucs defense is 5th in average points allowed at 20.8. And you're going to have to score more than 21 points to beat a Tom Brady-led offense in the playoffs. Brady led the league once again in passing yards and touchdown passes. Too much to overcome for the Eagles. I like the Bucs to win as well, 31-20. Fourth game, fellas, is the 10-7 49ers going to the 12-5 Cowboys. The boys are a 3-point home favorite. Tony, Cowboys come in winning 5 of the last 6 games. Can they stay on a roll against the 49ers?
You know what, man? I hope they do, just for the Cowboy Nation, man. It'll be really heartbreak for if they lose this first game in the playoffs. 49ers, you know, I'm impressed. I watched them play last week, and just a great game to sneak into the playoffs. And they're a team that you don't really want to play right now. You got Dallas playing at home, and the one thing I like about Dallas this year is their defense is a lot better than they were before. So I'm going to go with Dallas. I think it'll be a close game. And Dallas, you know, winning the game with a field goal. We're going to go 27-24. Cowboys win.
Bob, what do you think?
You know, that was a tough one. You know, San Francisco, to get in the playoffs like they did, what they have going for them, they're a very good road team too, you know, and this is when they're going to really need it. You know, Samuel, I mean, they got some really good offensive players there, and, you know, I think they play just as good a defense as Dallas. I mean, it's going to be a very close game, guys, and if there's going to be one upset this week, I'm going to think it's going to be San Francisco beating Dallas. I'm going to give 49ers an advantage here, slight, very slight, right down to the wire. How about San Francisco somehow pulls it out 24-21?
Okay, and Bob, I'm with you. I think the 49ers can go into Dallas and win. I mean, the 49ers defense is sixth against the run, so I think they can contain Zeke. And like we talked last week, Zeke's only had 3 100-yard rushing games this season, and they were all very early on this year. He's only scored 2 touchdowns in their last 6 games. Meanwhile, the 49ers offense is number 1 in red zone scoring. So if they get inside the red zone, they're going to score. And Bob, you mentioned Deebo Samuels. That guy's having an amazing year. I mean, he's 5th in receiving yards. He's also got 8 rushing touchdowns. 7 of those have come in their last 8 games. And by the way, don't sleep on Jimmy G. He has the highest yards per completion rate in the league this year. So I think the 49ers get it done, fellas. And I'm just the opposite of you, Tone. You had Cowboys 27-24. I got 49ers 27-24. Our next game is the Sunday night game with my 9-7-1 Steelers going to the 12-5 Chiefs. The Chiefs are a ridiculous 12.5 point home favorites. Tony, the last time the Steelers won a playoff game was back in 2016. And you know what? It was against the Chiefs in Arrowhead. Can lightning strike twice?
Wow. That's going to be a tough task, I'm going to tell you right now. Man, one thing I got to say is I love seeing Ben going on the little run that he went on these last couple games. It's going to take a miracle for them to beat Kansas City in Kansas City. The way Kansas City's playing right now, I think they just got too many weapons for Pittsburgh to stay with them. I love Watts, but if they can contain him and keep him off Mahomes, it's gonna be a lot of points gonna be scored in your defense, man. We're gonna go 37-20, Kansas City.
You heard me. Bob, tell me Tony's crazy.
Chris, you know, Chris, I would love for your Steelers to win this game. I'm Kansas City's my Super Bowl pick. You know that. But I just can't picture another. Ben has been playing these ugly games, Chris. They can't afford an ugly game by him in Kansas City. Even if he plays a good game, they're going to have to play almost a perfect game to win that. It's a night game. It's in Kansas City. We know how crazy that is. And I think Big Ben's career comes to a close there. He plays a little better, but it's just Kansas City's offense is too good, Chris. I'm going to go 34-21 Kansas City.
Well, guys, you know I'm not picking against my boys, certainly not at this point. So here's why they're going to win. They're going to win because the Steelers are 9-2. When T.J. Watt plays 40-plus snaps in a game, and he didn't play at all back in Week 3 and Week 11, both Steeler losses. and he barely played at all when they lost to the Raiders, Vikings, and the Chiefs. The last time around, the Steelers held Tyreek Hill to two targets. The Steelers were also without Joe Hayden and Chris Wormley in that game. The defense, I feel like this time around, is going to do a much better job. And oh, by the way, I saw today that Juju Smith-Schuster returned to practice, and he may give it a go on Sunday. Plus, nobody's picking the Steelers. You guys didn't pick the Steelers. None of the pundits are picking the Steelers. So they go in with no expectations, no pressure, nothing to lose, and everything to win, which is just what they're going to do. They're going to win. I'm taking my boys to pull off a stunning upset, 24-23 over the Chiefs. All right, the final game is the Monday Nighter featuring another rubber match with the 11-6 Cardinals going to the 12-5 Rams. The Rams are a 4-point home favorite. Tony, the Cardinals beat the Rams handily back in week 4. Then the Rams got them by a touchdown in week 14. Who takes round 3?
Another great game to watch. I tell you, should be a lot of scoring. I just think the Rams defense, will score a touchdown. And that's going to be the turning point of the game. But it's going to be a really close game. I love what the Cardinals are doing right now, but the only thing about the Cardinals is just they're not consistent, and so you just don't know what they're going to do, when they're going to come out. But they have a great football team, but they're going to have to play really good football to beat LA, and I'm going to go with LA. We're going to go 27-21. Rams.
Okay. Bob, what you got?
They're incredibly evenly matched, Chris. Look at all the stats, points for, points against, differentials. Everything is like identical. And Arizona is the best road team in football.
Yeah.
So what do you do? I mean, again, it's a rubber match. You can't be more evenly matched. So what do you do in a situation? You probably got to give the advantage, I think, to the home team. Arizona, you know, I think after this, the night's over, it's going to go down as a kind of a disappointing season because of how good they started and the expectations. So I'm going to give a slight edge to the Rams in this game. They win a very close one, 31-27.
Okay. Well, I'm going against both of you guys. I'm going with the Cardinals. So this is going to make the third game that I have picked against you, Tony. So I'm going to zoom all the way up the standings and tie for first place at the end of this week. So, Bob, you make the great point. Rams 5-3 at home. Not great. Cardinals 8-1 on the road. Advantage Cardinals. The Rams defense, for everything we've heard about all their great players, they're 22nd against the pass. And the Cardinals are the 10th best passing offense. So another advantage to the Cardinals. Matthew Stafford in their last three games, 6 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. And they aren't running the ball well either. The Ravens stuffed them, but we know the Ravens got the number one rushing defense in the league. But last week against the 49ers, Sony Michel, 21 carries, 43 yards. Meanwhile, Jimmy G goes out and throws for 316. And then the 49ers between Debo Samuel and Elijah Mitchell rush for a combined 130 yards. Again, advantage Cardinals. I don't trust Stafford. I don't trust the Rams defense. I think they're way overrated. I'm taking the Cardinals to pull the upset, and I think they win it 27-24. Tone, before we let you go, remind everybody what you're doing to help kids go to college.
Oh, right now, our focus is getting into the high schools and getting my book into the hands of these kids and giving them some type of direction of where colleges and what colleges they want to go to.
Tone, you're the best, my friend. Good luck this weekend, but not too much good luck because I think you need to lose 3 games because I need to catch you. I'm not giving you another trophy. We can't let that happen. All the best to the family, Tone. We'll catch you up next week, my friend.
Take care, Tony.
Take care, guys. God bless.
See you, Tone. That's a great Tony Collins and our 5-star picks of the week. We've got our next guest, Matt Cushing, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Matt right on the other side of this real quick station break.